From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Everything I've done in my 50 years on this planet is leading towards the time we're living in right now. This is no holds barred, hands down, the most important time in history that we are living in right now. Geopolitically, militarily, culturally, spiritually, economically, it is all happening right now. Now, we have seen since they stole the election 4 years ago, their attempts to demonize the American people and Trump supporters and all the different pundits saying we need to wipe out not just Trump but his supporters, we need to put them in re-education camps. They've had former CIA officers saying they're going to kill Trump, saying that they need to wage war with Homeland Security on Trump supporters. These are quotes. We've now seen Biden, Podesta, Raskin, Pelosi, Harris, Carville, and others say there's going to be civil war conditions. They're not going to certify Trump. And now they're saying Trump's going to use the military on the American people, Harris. And now Carville saying they need armed revolution to stop Trump, armed uprisings. Played the clip last hour. It's on Infowars.com. They know Trump's winning in the bigger landslide than 2016. They know, even in their cooked polls, he's way ahead everywhere. And so they're openly, in plain view, saying, the feds are, put illegal aliens back on the rolls in Texas and Alabama and all over the country. Michigan finds 500,000 phantom voters that we said were there, vindicating Trump and Roger Stone and myself and Giuliani. They're going to keep him on there. Same thing in Arizona, 200,000+. Way above the margin of his victories. Biden. So we're here. And now Homeland Security announces a big drill. They're running of cyber attacks, and the FBI puts out a new memo I'll show you saying, oh, they believe there'll be cyber attacks on and after the election in battlegrounds. Now it's 5 days. Now it's a week. And they say on 60 Minutes, oh, they're worried Trump supporters will get violent when states like Georgia and Pennsylvania don't announce for a while the red mirage. Trump will look like he wins, but they'll supply the ballots, as Pelosi said. So I know Trump and Roger Stone and J.D. Vance and Elon Musk have all been focused on the election fraud. That's good. And they've been focused on getting voters, and that's great. And wonderful stunts like the McDonald's things. That's so beautiful. And Trump's kicking ass. But when it comes to Kamala Harris saying Trump's coming with the military to kill you, and now Carville saying he's coming to kill the black people, Trump must say, you're the ones that signed the executive order. And the Pentagon put out a report a month ago saying they're ready for civil unrest and killing citizens. When he's president-elect, folks, in those 76 days when they're planning to trigger this. So I'll go over all the articles, all the documents, the new FBI memo about the coming cyber attack. And with this, obviously, if they're saying Trump supporters are going to kill black people, well, they look for an event, a false flag, or a wound-up crazy person, or crazies. I know what I'm talking about. When they sent the feds in here without a court order to shut me down 14 weeks ago, I went on air that night and I said, they're getting ready to kill Trump. This isn't about me. This is desperate. I'm not that important, except at moments like this. I will say what other people won't say. I said on the 13th, the Secret Service stood down. I said on the 14th, it's Ronald Rowe. He's in charge. He did it. He lied to Congress. It came out later. He was in charge in order to stand down. I will say it first. I will make the small millimeter leap when you have all the evidence, 99.9% of it, that you can know what's happening. So I guarantee you Trump's advisors are, well, it sounds extreme to respond to Kamala Harris saying, you know, you're going to use military to kill black people. Well, they're the ones saying it. They're the ones that signed a damn executive order and had the Pentagon put out a battle plan. Well, sir, they'll act like you're against the military. No, he explains it. Or maybe his surrogates do it. Maybe we do it. But I'm telling you right now, I need Tucker Carlson, and I know he's getting there, on this. I need Rogan on this. I'm calling him today. I need Trump on this. I need Musk on this. I need Roger Stone on this. Damn it. How many times do I have to be right? I told Roger Stone on election night. He said, we got the presidency. We're going to save America. And I said, Roger, the CIA is coming after us now. The orders have already been given. Just wait. They're going to try to put us in prison. The next morning, he's leaving at 6 a.m. to get his Uber to the airport. He said, you really look down. And I said, man, you can't feel the attack coming. I'm not down. I'm just mentally dealing with what's about to happen. The war just started. And that was 8 years ago. Now we're in the middle of the war, going into the third act where we win. But we've got to win intellectually and culturally and spiritually. And Trump did it yesterday. He called on God to defend his campaign. He said, God has his hand on me and God saved me. And God's had his hand on my life the whole time. And I turn it all over to God. And then if he prays the name of Jesus, we will be invincible. But he must put on the full armor now, because not even Donald John Trump can stand against the forces of Satan without the Holy Spirit. Roger, this is 10 times more important than anything I've ever done. What do we do? How do we politically explain this? You can see the attack. I know you agree with me. But holy hell, it's going down.
Well, Alex, I think you got to stop mincing words and tell us what you really think. Look, you're absolutely right. There are ominous signs. I mean, they have failed in their effort to do this electorally. They thought that between the lies that are manifested in the mainstream media and their ability to censor people on the internet and on most of the social media platforms, that they'd be able to dress Kamala Harris up and cram her down our throats. And it's not working. It hasn't worked, and it's not going to work. And I think they now recognize that. That makes them apoplectic. It makes them hysterical. It makes them more dangerous than ever before. There also is, exactly as you say, Kamala Harris says in her interview with Fox that Trump is going to mobilize the military against his opponents. And like 2 days later, as we know, the Department of Defense releases a directive that gives them the authority to use lethal force, them, the military, against Americans, something we've never seen previously. Now, you add to that, you and I talked about this right here on the Alex Jones Show, the executive order regarding foreign interference in our elections. Add to that the assertions by the Attorney General that any interference with the election process will be prosecuted. Does that extend to asking questions? Because here in Florida, it does. If you ask an election board's question twice, you can be arrested and they'll call it a felony. Beyond that, he says any objection to the results will be prosecuted in the question of certification. So, yeah, in a way, it's deja vu all over again. And I'm not sure, other than bringing public attention to it, which we definitely need to do, and having better lawyers, let's start there on election night. No, when I said that we needed to be able to call a judge, it's not because the judge is on our side. It's because if they shut down a polling place, if the police throw out the Republican observers as they did in Detroit and Philadelphia, then you have to be able to go and file a motion, an emergency motion.
And let me just back you up and start over. Here's Reuters. U.S. states warn officials delaying or tampering with vote could bring criminal charges. Then they admit, asking questions, you'll go to prison. I mean, talk about getting rid of Alex Jones's free speech. Now they're telling everybody you can't ask questions. They do not want to be investigated. They do not want people showing what's happening. Sorry, start over.
And then beyond that, is this new announcement that they're going to station FBI agents at polling places? Is that for the purposes of intimidation? I'm not sure what that's about. But let's be very clear, because I think this has to be said. This whole idea that Trump's supporters are going to become violent is a canard. It's a fraud. That is not what we intend. It's not what we advocate. It's not what we're going to do. But they want to get you to convince. They want to convince people that we act violently so that when they crush us, we had to respond to the violence that Trump's supporters fostered. No, it's an entirely false narrative. This is where, Alex, you are absolutely right. They're building this up. Trump's supporters are going to be violent. No, we're not. You are the violent ones. You are the ones that have used violence in the past, and you intend to use it again.
And Roger, I want to be clear. That's why I've got you here. They are clearly all over the news, as you said. You remind me of another Kamala place. She said that. She said it like five times, I know, in the last 2 weeks. Biden's saying it. They're all saying it. Carville's saying it. Oh, God, he's coming with the military. We've got to uprise. So he's not coming with the military. They're in control of the military right now. They've signed executive orders to put out Pentagon battle plans for martial law and killing citizens. Trump needs to come out and say, you're saying I'm going to use the military? We're going to win this election. We're patriots. You're the ones that have prepared this martial law plan. How do we start responding? Because clearly they're telegraphing that their main response is going to be stirring up civil unrest through false flags or a questionable police shooting, something along those lines. They're saying civil war conditions, Jamie Raskin, all of them. Clearly they're going with this move. They're saying when the election's delayed, which they denied they would do before, Trump people are going to get violent with no evidence. I agree. We've got to get ahead of this, not just by saying we're not going to be violent, but saying you're the ones preparing for it. You're the ones that burned down large parts of the country during the summer of love in 2020, mostly peaceful. How do we respond to this?
Well, you're absolutely right. Firstly, I think the president has to address it. He has to address it in one of his public appearances. He has many opportunities to address it in some of the alternative media interviews that he's not afraid to do. I think Robert Kennedy needs to address it. I think Tulsi Gabbard needs to address it, because this grand bipartisan coalition is the future for the country. It's a important political realignment. But you're right. We have to get out ahead of it. And there is no better spokesman for the America First movement than Donald Trump himself. Now, he's campaigning hard. He's working around the clock. He's putting in long hours. But I do believe he's seen everything that you and I have seen, Alex, and I hope that he'll address this in the near future. I think it has to be addressed up front, because it's a setup, is exactly what it is. And I think you have nailed it here.
And you know, the reason I